You're listening to episode one with Natalia Ochoa of the Modern Actor Podcast, the show where I take a glimpse into the journeys of rising artists. Welcome to the first episode of The Modern Actor. Our first guest is a good friend of mine and a fellow alum from Syracuse University. She's an actress, writer, producer, and director, as well as a volunteer non-for-profit organization for Nosotros, a Latino-based actor program here in Los Angeles. She is absolutely fascinating when it comes to networking and fearless in her pursuit of her own goals. I'm very honored to have her here as our first guest ever. Please welcome Natalia Ochoa.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Natalia.
That's really flattering.
It is true, honestly. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and being the first guest on this show for The Modern Actor.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of crazy, like, you used to live on this street, so.
I lived.
Full circle.
Yeah, I lived right there. Long, long ago in my first endeavor in Los Angeles.
Isn't it, like, crazy? Everyone kind of starts in the Valley. Some people never leave the Valley.
That's true.
But you got out. You're in Hollywood now.
I did. I live in Hollywood, yeah.
Nice. And anything you really miss about the old neighborhood?
About Studio City? I don't know. I mean, I'm like a 10-minute drive, so it doesn't feel like that far. Right. But maybe the space and not so many crazy people.
Yeah, there's actually parking. And yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
So you and I go back 7 years. I did the math. Yeah, yeah. It's since we were together in Syracuse. Yeah, yeah. You were a year younger than me at Cuse. And, you know, I know a lot about those 4 years because we spent a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know more about your background and how you got started in acting. Did that start in Miami where you're born?
Oh, yeah. So I started acting when I was in third grade, actually. So it's been like a huge trajectory. And when I say acting, it just the study in acting and acting, I went to magnet schools my whole life. So, for example, in third grade, I was like a theater magnet, and then in middle school, the same thing. And then in high school, I've had to audition to be in schools my whole life.
Jesus.
Yeah. The auditioning never ends.
Oh my God. So you picked the theater program as your magnet. You could have chosen a different track or whatever. It's like vocational, but just for acting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's sick. And what was the school called?
South Miami. Okay. South Miami, and then New World School of the Arts which it was amazing because it was half academics and half arts.
Wow.
So it was like a longer day than usual. It was like in downtown, and we also did, you know, productions. And then also I was also involved in an actor's playhouse that we would like meet once a week, and we would perform all over Miami, musical numbers and do plays as well.
Wow. So you did that from third grade until like senior year of high school?
No. It was called Miracles, Musical Miracles. And I got cast in a show when I was in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I got cast in like a full production for Actors Playhouse for a children's theater production, Hansel and Gretel. I was a gingerbread girl and a fairy.
Juicy roll.
Juicy roll. Yeah. I had to stand there for like an hour. It was really fun. I forgot my point.
Wait, so I was asking, I wanted to know when did you realize that you wanted to pursue acting, not from just, you know, middle school and third grade and in high school? When did you know you wanted to do it in college? And like,
yeah, so I think it's really funny. From what I have written down, I've wanted to come to Los Angeles since I was 15. So I wrote a letter to my future self when I was 15 years old on my birthday to open on my graduation. And I read it back and I was just so amazed at everything that I said. And I basically said, like, I didn't want to go to college. I just wanted to move to Los Angeles straight away. And I just said, you know, all I want to do is just be in Los Angeles and I want to act.
Wow.
So I've had this drive and passion since I was very little, but from my recollection, I guess in proof, when I was 15. I knew I wanted to come to Los Angeles. I knew this was the place that I wanted to be.
Wow, that's really cool. So did you have other things on that list, or was that kind of the bulk of...
No, I mean, I had, like, my high school love drama.
Oh, okay. We don't have to go into that.
We don't have to go into that.
It'd be funny to see if all those things came to fruition. I'd be like, wow, you are psychic. But that, at least you got the acting thing in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'm here.
Absolutely, and you've been here for now three years.
3 years in June.
Wow, congratulations.
We are in June, June 28th.
Wow, 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow. And back to the question about you going to college. Did you apply? Do you remember how many schools you applied to?
Yeah, 10 schools.
10 schools, wow.
10 schools.
And was it down from Syracuse and another one? Or?
Yeah, I really wanted to go to CalArts and Roosevelt. Okay. It's really funny how I ended up going to Syracuse. Syracuse was like on the bottom of my list.
Oh, wow.
It was one of those safety schools. I really wanted to go to CalArts, mostly because I wanted to be in California. Mm. But Syracuse was the first acceptance I got. And it was definitely the funnest audition. I flew out to New York City and, like, had a crazy adventure. I made Nutella sandwiches to raise money so I could fly. And I sold them in school. Everybody in class knew me as, like, Nutella sandwich girl.
Jeez. And this is why I have you on the show, because I knew you would be doing something like that. That is insane.
So, yeah, so I went there with my friend. I was like, let's just go to New York. And then we made Nutella sandwiches every morning, sometimes in the bathroom. And just because my mom was like, I can't pay for your flight. So I was like, well, I gotta go.
Wow.
Anyway, it was my first acceptance. And when I looked into the school, I saw that I went to London and just that you studied in New York and all these opportunities, LA. So I was like, you know, there's a reason for this. And I wanted to experience the seasons too, because I'm from Miami. And
absolutely. No, I know you wanted that snow. I didn't really want that, but I agree. The program is definitely awesome. It's one of the reasons why I went to Syracuse.
Yeah.
So you said you did Tepper, right? You were in New
York. I did, yeah. Okay, so I did London, Tepper, and LA.
Wow. And did you stay in New York after graduation?
No, because I knew that LA was calling me. So right. They were trying to convince us to stay.
Right.
Everyone was saying that, like, everything was happening in New York, but I followed my gut.
Right.
And my gut told me LA. So.
And what about LA? Why were you drawn to Los Angeles as opposed to New York?
The way that I've always thought, and maybe this isn't correct, but what it's always served me is, you know, I saw LA as, like, the cream of the creme of the creme, like, that's where all the action happens,
right.
And that's where all the decisions are made. So I need to be, you know, swim with the sharks.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and some people have a different approach. Some people are just like, start slower and build and then go when you're ready. But I love to jump in like full speed at everything. So I don't know. That was what felt right for me. So.
And so you jumped in right away. And what was your first year like? Do you remember?
Oh, my first year was...
Basically, did you get a job right away, like, at 9 to 5, or did you kind of hit the market hard with the auditioning and managing?
Yeah, so I had started planning, I structured my life, like, before I graduated, I said, okay, I've done theater my whole life, I need to get myself on film and television. How do I do that? And then I said, well, I'll just create my own show. I remember watching, I didn't make it to the, what is it called, the Aaron Sorkin week. And I was so bummed out. And I remember being in Boston, just being a little depressed because I really wanted to come to LA during spring break. But all I did was watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. and then I loved to watch, like, the behind the scenes. And they were saying, like, yeah, all we do is just, like, lock ourselves in a room for 8 hours and just, like, create and write something. And, like, that's how we have the show.
Right.
So I was like, I want to do that. So I just started creating, and that's how I came up with The Real Steel.
Right.
And then so I just, like, I got my friends involved, and just, like, I started accumulating a crew of people that, like, I knew I loved to work with.
Right.
And then that's what I did. Like, I hit the ground running. I, like, networked, you know, I met people and showed it to people and just spread my idea everywhere. And people seemed to like it, so then that's how I started cultivating that. But between that, yeah, I was going all over the spectrum with jobs. I, like, became a server, realized very quickly I did not like it, so I quit that. It just sucked all the energy out of me, so it wasn't, like, conducive. And then I was babysitting, and then I became a nanny for a while. So I mostly focused on that and on getting myself on camera, because that was the way that I saw how I could be on film.
That's so interesting. So, I mean, most people go the traditional route. Like, I mean, that was my route. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't try to create a project first. I felt that I had to ask for a job. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's interesting that you decided to work kind of the other way around. You know what I mean? And create the job, and then that would create the job for you, which mm-hmm. I really respect that. So yeah, exactly. And so you kind of felt
you were in it.
Yeah, I was exactly. So yeah, let's just talk about that. So I was in the real estate with you.
Yeah.
And that was a really fun project. Do you want to talk a little bit about like the concept of the real estate, and then kind of, and then we'll move to the next question. Yeah.
Yeah. So the concept of the real estate was So I'll give you the long line. It's about a kleptomaniac and her misadventures.
Right.
So I love to dive deep into people that have like very intricate like things happening that are just very secretive, and bring to light things that are not really like, you know, well known, like kleptomaniac.
Right.
I think that's like a really interesting thing, like kind of like alcoholics, but everyone knows that that's a thing.
Right.
But people don't know that kleptomania is actually like alcoholism, and that you have to go through a 12-step program and things like that.
I don't know much about producing, and mm-hmm. I think that's what I've always been interested in your story, because mm-hmm. like I said, you started right away doing it. How does that process even go about? You know what I mean? Like, you create the project first and find the investor, or do you build money first?
I mean, what I had was, I created that, you know, with like that space of having the people, all the writers, and plotting ideas and everything. So I had that, and then once I had the pilot, I would just, whoever I would talk to, I would tell them about my idea, and whoever, someone finally said, you know, my friend Tim, he said, yeah, let me read it. And then he was like, I want to produce this with you. So I was like, oh, I didn't know what that meant.
Right.
So I had no idea. So the way that I learned is just by going for it. So I was really lucky to be presented with someone that really just like threw me into the fire. And I learned through example, and I learned through messing up a lot.
Yeah.
And I realized that that's kind of the financing part is kind of the part that I hit like a really big wall, because I didn't know how to finance, and I did Kickstarter, and that's really, really, really tough.
Right.
Especially if you don't have like known actors and things like that. Like, people, why would they just give you money for that?
Right.
So I didn't hit my goal, and then once that happened, everything kind of became a halt. But the project is still there, and I've grown so much in the past 3 years that I want to start it again.
And would you say that I guess starting a project in Los Angeles, like, I mean, you've heard this a bunch, and I remember hearing it through Aaron Sorkin, through the Sorkin program, you know, everyone come out to Los Angeles and start a web series, you know, mm-hmm. get your friends together, start a web series. And I think it kind of, and what I want you to talk about is, because I feel like a lot of young artists think that that's what they need to do right away, and so many of them unfortunately fail. And I mean, and it's not even so much like in the production process or the pre-production process,
mm-hmm.
it kind of happens along the post-production.
Yeah.
So you were saying about the finances, and was there anything else that happens in that area? Like, I mean, raising the funds, but anything else in that?
Yeah, raising the funds and just like having everyone on your team on the same page.
Right.
I feel like you really need to find someone that everyone is on the same vision, everyone's on the same page. Because like, once things start going wrong, because it's all volunteer time, then like, if one person leaves and the other person can leave, you know, it's just, you guys have to make sure that you want to stick it through to the end.
Right. It's a snowball effect.
Yeah. Because like, obviously when you hit one really big obstacle, like financing, is that when everything is going to, you know, go, you know, fall apart? Or are you going to have like a team that is just really going to see it through no matter what obstacles?
Right.
So I've gotten different advice, because it's happened to me like several times with several other projects that I've done. And, you know, I hear different things like just do it on your own, just do it by yourself. But like, I am still with the like feeling that you can't do something alone. You have to have other people,
right?
Because I'm good at one thing, but another person is good at
Absolutely.
Another thing, and the other person, like, I love finding people, which is why I love connecting people.
Yeah.
I love finding people that are the best at what they do,
right?
And then, because I know that if I have a group of people that are really good at what they do, then we can create something really great.
Right. And how do you suss that out? I mean, again, so you're a huge networker, and I think that you're one of the strongest networkers that I, as a friend, that I know. And it was, again, it was one of the reasons why I wanted you on here, because I really think you have like a tenacity to network, and you definitely have the gift of conversation. You know what I mean? And so, But you're a human. Yeah. I'm sure there, I mean, are you ever scared to approach someone with a project idea? Or what goes in your mind? Like, what do you tell yourself?
Oh, I don't, I guess when I'm talking about projects, people just ask what I'm working on. And I guess I have this fear of like, oh, you're an actress. Like,
right.
So I'm like, this is what I'm working on. So I'm like, wait, no, actually,
right.
I have this project and this project. So like people take me seriously, I guess. So that doesn't happen. But yeah, I guess just I'm myself when I go out. Obviously, I have that moment where I'm at my apartment and I'm like, I really don't want to go out. Like, do I really have to meet someone today? But then I just say, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put myself out there because no one's going to find out who I am. Right. And then once I'm there, it's easier to flow.
Absolutely. And so you touched on it a little bit, but what are the benefits do you think as like that you would suggest to other young artists in producing your own work? What do you see it as? Does it affect, I mean, you definitely grow a network, but how does it affect your acting and other things in life?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think producing has helped me by understanding every realm of what I do. Like, I don't, even though my passion is acting, that's what I want to do, I have to keep myself open to everything because you never know what way your career is going to take off. So I love learning everything about the writing aspect, about the producing aspect, even though that's not what, you know, that I don't end up doing it. If I have the knowledge of my entire scope, then I feel like I could be more comfortable in my skin to, you know, be an actor.
Right. I mean, it almost sounds like you're more aware of your own acting because you know about every other place in the
I kind of think of James Cameron. I heard once that he's like the smartest person on set. Mm. He knows how to do everything on set. And wow. I'm just so passionate about it that and even though I might not feel like I'm the best at it, like because I feel like my strongest suit is acting. Mm-hmm. That if I have the knowledge of everything, then some way that's going to open a door or anything.
Sure. I mean, and so is that kind of how you segued into like Nosotros? Is that like a door that opened for you because of networking?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
talk a little bit about what Nosotros is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. So, So I found Nosotros because I got accepted. How did I find out about Nosotros? I went to lunch with someone once and they told me about it. When I moved to LA, I just like started to get their notifications. And then I got accepted to the ABC like showcase thing. Mm-hmm. And it was like a pre-audition for that one. And then basically I made it all the way to the final round. So like the vice president at the time like got me and a bunch of other people together and was like, I really love all the stuff that you're doing, that you're go-getters, that you're doing this and that, and let's create a team to rise Nosotros up again, because it kind of like went on like a lull for a second. And I just took the opportunity to, because I found that way that I can network with other people and just connect other actors and highlight them in Hollywood.
And is it just other actors that are Latino and Latinas, or is it, or is it, okay, so it's just
Nosotros is just for actors.
Latin actors.
And then Nalip is the Latino producer and filmmaker.
The NALIP, Nalip? Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. And so you did that program, and that was, what, about a year or two now, right?
What, Nosotros?
That you got into Nosotros?
Yeah, like about 2 years ago. And I'm the secretary now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I know, we kind of like built it up and we've been just working on having events.
Sweet.
So we can just have like this ongoing conversation about, you know, rising up.
What kind
with
of...
this whole diversity talk.
Right.
And
right,
having
right.
events like at different networks, like at CBS and...
What kind of things do they offer Latino actors? Like,
just
the kind of programs that you guys do?
The classes.
We do
classes based on every, like we had one on mindset.
Okay.
So people can just like sign up and do that. We give them the opportunity to like go to the showcases through us.
Right.
And then things like that. And then like all the holiday parties and.
Right.
And we're still building on like what that's going to look like.
God, you definitely do need a mindset in Los Angeles, I'm sure.
Oh,
do you
yeah.
think, do you, like, you know, I'm sure that was maybe one of the things, but my question for you is, obviously there are some benefits. Obviously, there's benefits to our school training,
mm-hmm.
but talk about some of the benefits that training gave you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure there are some, but then also talk about the things you learned. You have to learn just like hands-on in Los Angeles, such as a mindset, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean, that you don't gain in the, you know,
yeah.
on the East Coast in Syracuse.
Yeah. For me, I had a huge misconception that once I hit LA, like, everyone knew that I was here, and, like, all of a sudden I was just gonna
start. Oh, you did that too? I thought that too.
You know, just like, of course. Yeah, just right, like, you know, like, everyone comes here. And then, like, life kind of hits you in the face, and it's just like, wait a second. I have to. What I learned was about balance. I came here with a mentality of, you know, I didn't come here to make friends. Like, I'm just, like, here to network and, like, get my job and my goals. And then because, like, that's how you're kind of conditioned in college, at least I was, because all you do is your art.
Right.
So it's like, oh, family doesn't matter right now, or, like, my health doesn't matter. It's just, like, my art, my art, my art. But then when you are in the real world, you realize that there's just so much other things that bring your life together. You know, like your family,
right,
and like spending time with them, and like taking care of yourself, not partying 3 days a week.
I can't do it anymore.
You know,
either.
No, me either.
So that was a great answer. You just did a film with Kevin Sorbo, and for all those 90 kids, that was Hercules in the 90s. He was my hero, and like I wanted hair like Kevin Sorbo, and the muscles, of course. So how'd you get that?
So I guess going back to your networking question, I have just created a really, since my path hasn't been what I think is like the normal path to actors, like the auditioning all the time and that stuff, I've really cultivated these past 3 years into networking and building really strong relationships for myself. And all the projects that I have gotten have been through people calling me up. Yeah, and just being like, hey, like, I need someone to play this role. Like, I thought about you, and I think that you'd be great. And I've been really blessed to have that.
That's so funny. We are literally the opposite.
We're the opposite.
Of
like,
same coin, seriously. Because I have to audition for all my roles. I would love for the opportunity to be called. But I think what everyone out there is and should understand is that you work hard in networking. I mean, or you put in the effort and the time. And I think, do you see it as, you know, so many people see the word networking and it's kind of a burden on them. A lot of people, especially like introverted people.
Mm-hmm.
But so do you see it as that or
no.
Do you see it somewhere else? Yeah, how do you see it?
No, I got this from a really excellent writing program that I did, that she talks about that basically networking is building rapport.
Okay.
So basically you can go into a room and you can give your card to 50 people and you can talk small talk with 50 people, or you can go into a room and really have a true connection with one person, and then at the end of the day you've built a relationship that can definitely end up being a working relationship. And that is true networking, not going and being like, okay, I have to meet every single person that's in this room.
Right.
It's like looking at it and just putting yourself out there, kind of like dating, I guess. Putting yourself out there, and then
you don't want to date too many people.
You don't want to date too many people.
I get that.
Or there's no real connection. And it's innate. Like, I mean, it's organic. Like,
sure.
you don't say I'm gonna do it with that person, because then that's weird.
Right.
And
at any point, are you thinking about like, oh my god, do I need to offer this person something? Because so many times you read about like, speaking to someone, you need to offer them something. You know what I mean? Don't just take, give back. Do you ever? Do you give in a certain way? Or, you know what
giving,
I mean?
Giving in the sense that I just want to know about them.
Right.
You know, that I actually care about who they are as a person, not like, what can I get from them?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like just having like a just very genuine connection with them,
right,
asking them what, and going past, I think a lot, I've been learning a lot about this lately. Like I used to think, oh, like what do they do? You know, that should be the first question. But that now I've been finding that to be the last question. To find, you know, to really connect with them on a really intimate level. And then later on realizing, oh, what they do and just keeping that contact.
Right.
And whatever that means to
Absolutely.
You. That feels organic to you, right? Like, because obviously there's just like a million things that people say.
Right.
Like, oh yeah, like have, do this, or how do you naturally keep up with your friends? Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And so before we started filming, we were talking about you're doing this really cool coaching mentor. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. So when I saw myself like hitting this brick wall of, you know, I'll share that like I it's like super, super intimate that I would go to the movies And I would just come home and I would just like cry in frustration because I was like, why is this so hard? You know, why is it so hard for something that seems so reachable to be, you know, so unreachable? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I need therapy. I need to go on a trip and like, I don't know. Or like, I need something. So like, I asked the universe for something and I was gifted this beautiful course called MITT.
MITT?
Yeah, okay. It's called Mastery and Transformational Training.
Okay.
And it's not for everyone, but if you're open to that type of stuff of just really going deep within yourself and, you know, and exploring how you get to shift, because basically everything that you want, like the only thing that you can be responsible for is your reaction to things, not the outcome, not the reaction. It's just, or no, not the emotion or the event, just your reaction.
Sure.
So
the only thing you can control is
the only thing that you can control is exactly is how you react to a certain situation, to any situation. And I'm saying this like, oh, all knowledge, just things that I've learned that I'm now putting into practice in my
life. Sure. Yeah. It's an everyday practice. I mean, I think same here, you know, we take and choose what's going to work for us at the moment. But I think, you know, you were also talking about just kind of your journey so far. You're here 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you were mentioning that your team isn't there yet. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, you're with a manager or you're with an agent?
I'm just with a manager.
You're with a manager right now. So, I mean,
And a commercial agent.
So, I mean, so many actors, I mean, that's great. You know, so many people probably watching and listening don't even have that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure beating themselves up every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think that that's the end all be all. But at least if you can kind of transform your mindset and transform how you're going to react to it, I'm sure you can live a lot better, a lot easier, a lot more balanced than you're saying, right?
Yeah, it's about finding a balance. It's a lot easier said than done. But in this training that I did, like a really amazing thing that I learned was like flow, right? So like think of something that really stresses you out and like, how does your body react? Like, do you clench up? And like, if you're holding a fist, nothing can go through a clenched fist or a clenched emotion through whatever it is that is. But the moment you open it up, finally things can flow. So for me, it's my career. I'm so like clenched in it, and if I just release it, whatever that is, and I found it to be true, that's when things flow and I get calls and whatever. But when I go into that frustration is when it doesn't work out for me. So that's me.
No, I love that. That's golden. And how much is this program? I'm sure it's paid.
Yeah. It's like three levels. The first one is like it's like a 5-day therapy injection.
Okay, sure.
It's amazing if you're into it.
It's not the first we've ever heard of that, but that's really cool. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like landmark. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
No, I haven't.
No?
I'll check it out. Okay.
Personal development work.
Okay.
But it's helped me center and ground myself.
Okay.
And I think that's important. And just the language.
Okay.
Kind of like what they teach in yoga. So the first one is 500. I think the next one is like 800. And then the third level is like 1200.
Okay. And it's at a place with a group, like a leader and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. Very cool.
And then there are like other courses that you can take as well.
Cool.
So yeah, it's just like about taking yourself on and like becoming a leader in your own life.
Right.
Because we were talking about like in school, you have a schedule. And then when you're an artist, you wake up and you're like, what do I do today? And something that I learned that I'm really I learned this like last weekend. It was awesome because I get super caught up. I'm a super like analyzer. I get super caught up in like, okay, you have a vision of what you want your life to look like. And then you set intentions for the day of like, so how do you balance looking into the future and staying present? Because in reality, what we're living right now is our present truth. So we basically have to have our vision, because as human beings, we always want to strive for something. And then once we get there, we want to strive for something more and more and more. That's just how we are. And you declare it by saying it, right? And then that's kind of like that work.
Sure.
And then how you're present to it is setting an intention for who you get to be. Like, I get to be grounded. I get to be love. I get to be whatever. And my intention to reach that goal on a daily basis is, what does that look like? Is it, you know, writing an email? Is it this? Is it that? So it's like small steps just so you get there. And it's not living there and it's not living here. It's balancing.
That's fascinating.
Does that make sense?
No, actually, it does make sense.
Yeah, I recently learned this like last week, and I was like, wow, okay, I get it.
It helps now you're repeating it. I'm sure you're like, oh, yeah, it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to work towards wrapping up now.
Yeah.
But I did want to ask you a question, especially I think it's interesting now that you've done the MITT.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What, in your opinion, mm-hmm. what is one personality trait or quality that an actor or actress must have in order to pursue a career in acting in Los Angeles or just in general?
Authenticity and truth within yourself, meaning not seeking outside validation.
Solid.
Yeah. And that's a lot of hard work.
Right.
Because there are so many insecurities and things that happen in your brain. But when you really turn it on yourself and really like believe in yourself and love yourself, it doesn't matter what other people think about you because that's just your truth.
Right.
And that's what you're going to give out.
Cool. And my next question, where mm-hmm. do you see yourself
mm-hmm.
At 35?
At 35? Oh, my God. What is that? That's 10 years from now.
Yeah,
well, it's like part of my declaration. Definitely. Oh, that's scary to say.
I know it is. I know. I wondered about this question, but I think
I'll
just,
say it.
Yeah, it says so much. We can watch this, later on. Yeah, exactly.
So I see myself owning a production company where, because of my work as an actress, I get projects sent to me, kind of like Jessica Chastain, where I get to be in my own projects that are about deepening the human connection and showing like deep love and how we can give it out. And definitely being a series regular in a show and doing films and doing plays in London.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, because I've always wanted that as a part of my life. Because since I studied there, I think the theater there is fascinating, and
yeah.
I would be honored to ever do a play in London.
Well, we are rooting for you. We got to check
yeah.
back in. We'll check back
yeah,
in.
We'll check in back in.
I doubt I'm not going to see you for another 10 years, but if I do, I hope that's all going for you.
Yeah, me too.
My last two questions, was there anything that I didn't mention or anything that you wanted to mention? Maybe some career advice?
Yeah, I mean, just, it's hard, guys. It's just, it's hard, but like in anything, anything in life, it's difficult. Just as long as you don't make it difficult for yourself, I feel like that's what I'm learning right now. So I'm not saying this as like I know everything. I'm just saying it's like these are the things that I'm attempting to practice on a daily basis.
Right. I mean, and I think that's the great thing about what we're trying to do on the show is that we're trying to show that this is an everyday practice. This is
mm-hmm.
a journey. You know, like glimpse. We're mm-hmm. rising artists. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
we're all got our hands in different projects.
Well, there is something I want to say.
Oh yeah, go.
That. Just that we're all in this together. All actors, competition is not about competing against two people. Actually, I learned this yesterday. I'm like a Buddhist now also. Just because like I needed peace.
Yeah, I have to ask so many other questions about that. Jeez. Okay.
And yesterday we were talking on this point that competition, the origin of the word, was like coming together as a group, lifting each other up. Not competing two people. And I don't know where we got missed, like where that got like lost in translation. But I feel like in American society, everything's like lone wolf. Like if I want to get there, it's me by myself and no one can help me. And I'm a strong believer that two heads work better than one, three heads work better than two, you know? So I think that just looking and helping out each like other actors, like if this role is not right for me, tell your buddy. Because it might be right for him. And then the more that you help other people, that's how it'll come back to you. Not saying, like, not sticking on to, like, this secret of mine. You know, it's like, if we all give it away, we'll receive it.
I really love that. That's
yeah.
great. And then the last question is, where can people find out more about you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, whatever social media or website.
Yeah,
or...
my Instagram, I think it's, like, natalia.ochoa_.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And, yeah, on Facebook, Natalia Ochoa. And my website, nataliaochoa.com.
Very cool.
Yeah, for my stuff.
Thank you so much for being
here. No, thank you for having
Next
me.
Next time we'll come, we'll talk about the Buddhist.
Oh,
we'll talk about all that and what you're doing and you're a little yogi,
I'm
I guess.
Trying to create balance.
No, it's very cool. Thanks so much
yeah.
for being here.
No, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Natalia. Hey, guys. I really admire Natalia, and I hope you found her interview enlightening. If you like what you heard on this episode, make sure to subscribe to the Modern Actor website and the Modern Actor YouTube channel and the Modern Actor podcast channel. Stay tuned for our next episode, and thanks for listening.